notice that Amendment F has been withdrawn. Following consultation with the group whips, we have a single debate on Motion 3 and Amendment G. Is it agreed that we suspend the relevant procedure rules? Councillor Peter John to move Motion 3.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Can I start by paying tribute to the Save the Riverside campaigners who are fighting such a magnificent campaign at this time. Not only, as Rita said, on the basis of this being a NIMBY campaign, but this is a campaign based on hard, factual, scientific, engineering arguments, which I think have, on occasion, probably many occasions, put Thames Water to shame, actually, in terms of showing that there is a completely viable alternative. And I also want to pay tribute to all of those in the north of the borough who campaigned against Thames Water's proposals, including those who campaigned against the original proposal at Kingstairs Gardens. Now, let me start by saying we recognise as an administration the need for a clean River Thames. Nobody in this borough would argue against the need to have the Thames cleaned up. However, there are ways of doing it which need not be as disruptive or as costly as the current Thames Water proposals. Can I also say, as an administration, we have taken a very clear and firm line since Thames Water first came forward with these proposals in September 2010. And we have opposed their choice of sites in Southwark from the outset. We have not required weeks or months to reach our conclusions or make our judgments about what is in the interest of the people of Southwark. We have stood side by side with them and on their side in opposition to Thames Water. And I think that's important to note. When Thames Water first came forward with these proposals in respect of Kingstairs Gardens and the Alfred Salter Playground in Druid Street, it was clear that those were unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable, using one of the very rare bits of green space in our borough and a children's playground for tunnelling works for 7 years was never going to be a runner. And I'm pleased that the Kingstairs Gardens campaign and the Alfred Salter Playground campaign was successful. But our joy at the news that Thames Water had moved away from those sites was completely undermined by the news that Chambers Wharf had been purchased and had become their preferred site instead. It is no better as a site than Kingstairs Gardens or Alfred Salter Playground. Let's be absolutely clear about that for the reasons which Rita and the deputation made absolutely plain to us earlier on. This is a site which is surrounded by housing and which is surrounded, importantly, by schools and school children. I declared my interest as the Chair of Governors of Riverside School earlier on. Rita said it's one of the best in the country. It is, according to the Sunday Times. I can't take credit for this, come on. It is, and I wouldn't seek to either. But we all know the firm Chair of Government. No. But it is the 10th best primary school in the country, according to the Sunday Times. As a borough, and we don't want to see anything happen to that school which might jeopardise the pupils being able to produce consistently good results year after year after year. Rita's pointed out the article in the Evening Standard this evening, but Josie Lewis, who's the head teacher there, makes this point. It's going to be incredibly disruptive having a lorry going past the infant's classroom every 5 minutes for 8 years. There will be one set of children who will not know a day of their school life without it. Now, that is an appalling prospect that we are potentially, or Thames Water potentially, condemning children at that school to that future. Unacceptable, and we must oppose it. Can I also make the point that Rita made? This is not a free bit of work by Thames Water that they're doing out of their own beneficence for the people of London. This is a scheme which will cost every water rate payer up to £70 per year extra on their bill. Now, water rates do not take account of people's ability to pay. Everybody has to pay their water rates. So that's £70 at this time for some of the poorest people in our borough. And that is a great concern to me. So we put forward this motion tonight in support of the Save Your Riverside campaign. I think a message needs to go out from this council assembly tonight, an unambiguous message of support for the Save Your Riverside campaign and an unambiguous case that this Council Assembly does not support Thames Water's proposals for Chambers Wharf or any other location in the north of our borough.
Councillor Claire Hixon to second motion three.
Many thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm very pleased to second this motion. I don't live in that immediate area and I don't represent that immediate area, but I go there weekly. I walk or run along that part of the river on a weekly basis. And I think it's a wonderful place, and I'm sure some people prefer their parts of the Thames leafier than it is along there. But I think the architecture is amazing, the history is amazing, and as Rita said, it's a very peaceful and tranquil place. And unlike other parts of the river, you haven't got crowds and crowds of people there, but there's plenty of other people running along there, most of them much faster than I run. Lots of people cycling, lots of people enjoying going for a Sunday walk. So I have a personal interest in the fact that actually this is going to be ruined for an awful lot of people who actually like visiting the area. I'm concerned as a councillor for a ward which is not too far away, that we're going to see an awful lot more traffic because of the number of lorries which are going to be going up there. And we've also already got huge pressure on the roads around us. If we get around to discussing cycling later on, I'm sure we'll bring up the issues which are happening on Tower Bridge Road and how much traffic there is in that road and how unpleasant that makes it for all users of that road. But the primary concern as a borough councillor has to be the people who live immediately nearby. I mean, we talked about how this is not NIMBYism, but the prospect of 24-hour construction of a major project for 3 years really, I think, is very justifiable, but we all think this is unacceptable for people to be subjected to this, no matter what the benefits of this scheme are. And then we also heard that obviously Thames Water is not doing it for entirely altruistic reasons. I'd like to second what Councillor John said about us fully and unequivocally supporting this campaign. I think it's been a fantastic campaign. I think they've done really well. I can't believe, I'm not sure whether Rita has expertise in this area already, but I'm very impressed by your knowledge of boring. I certainly don't have that knowledge of boring, and unfortunate circumstance where you let us have to learn about that kind of thing. I think we have to be absolutely clear, all political parties, all politicians in this borough, that we support that campaign. And I prevail upon my colleagues opposite to make sure they give this motion their full support, but also that they put every pressure they can on Simon Hughes to do everything he can as the constituency MP to support this campaign. Yeah.
Councillor Renaudel Samaray to move Amendment G.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, very much. It's always good to have cross-party support in a council meeting. Our group fully supports the motion before us this evening, and as well as supporting that motion, we also will of course be putting in a consultation response from our group as well. I don't want to go into too much detail on the motion and the contents of Thames Water's plans, because I think Rita and the team have explained that eloquently. What I did want to do is explain the purpose of our amendment that we've put to the motion, and to make clear that it's not because we don't agree with the motion, but we wanted to add to it. Our amendment's in three parts. Firstly, we thought it was important to acknowledge that everyone in this council chamber wants a cleaner Thames. Southwark's past, its present, and its future is completely intertwined with the river. The ward which I have the great privilege of representing is called Riverside Ward. I would be failing in my duty if I didn't support a better river. The amendment also recognises the debate which Simon Hughes is working to secure at the House of Commons. I know that it's less glamorous than this hall here, but we need all our Southwark MPs to take part in these debates. The debate at City Hall last week was fantastically well attended and had elected representatives from councillors, GLA members and the local MP. It's right that we continue to work together, Simon and Eliza and I were out with the campaign on Sunday, and we're certainly doing all we can to support them and work with them on the arguments to Thames Water. However, the most important part of our amendment is to recognise the hard work done by Save Your Riverside. In fact, they've done so well that the actual wording of the motion comes pretty much from their website, so they can certainly come and help us in writing motions in the future. As you've seen this evening, the campaigners are both committed and coherent, but they are also reasonable and realistic. They know we can't just say no, and they know that we need to make a convincing case about the alternatives and solutions. It's too easy for elected representatives to take a populist line and just oppose. Politicians should never make decisions and take positions just to be popular. In fact, we'd have no credibility with bodies like Thames Water if we did. And so that's why the work of Save Your Riverside has been so effective, in really putting those technical challenges about shorter tunnels, bubblers, skimmers, green roofs, hybrid boring machines that break up underground. And really, it's up to all of us to use that information to put those questions and challenges to Thames Water. We know that Thames Water can change their plans when they're pushed. And we know that engineers are generally pretty clever people. So thank you very much to everyone who's given so much time and energy and expertise. Thank you for raising awareness and raising alternatives. And thanks for being here this evening.
Councillor Eliza Mayne to second Amendment G.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to echo my colleague, Councillor Anuda Samurai, in praising the hard work of the Save Your Riverside campaign group and their deputation today. I have the pleasure to have worked with the group over the last 3 months to guide and support them as they made contact with the politicians and formed campaign strategy. I'm proud to see them seated here after their deputation, and I have seen their campaign go from strength to strength over the last 3 months, especially their technical knowledge, which has matched or rather superseded the Thames Water engineers' knowledge. The proposed site is simply the wrong site for this project. This is not a brownfield site, but a densely populated area. I live in the Dickens Estate, a community which has suffered ongoing development and construction projects for a number of years without benefiting from any of the Section 106. If this plan goes ahead, the community, and especially the thousands of local children, will suffer from round-the-clock lorry movements, vibrations from their tunneling for 7 years, and dust and debris that is sure to cause respiratory problems for those nearby after they have already suffered from the demolition of Table Hall. But my primary concern is for the hundreds of children who live on the estate, like little Teddy O'Rourke, who lives next door to me, just 7 years old and a promising footballer. Teddy is terrified of the impact. In the last couple of years, 2 young people have died in my ward on the roads by the lorries. The increase in traffic will make the surrounding roads even more of a danger zone. And with 1,000 children crossing every day to get to the local schools, I fear that it won't be long before another accident. Finally, the concerns about the state of nearby buildings and the subsidence in the area must be considered. Vibration from previous works in the area have caused cracks to appear on number of buildings, and already we brought down part of the Nickleby House due to a dangerous crack. Thames Water listened to the first round of consultation, and this is why I'm investing my trust and belief in them, that they will listen to the views of the residents affected this time too. I urge them to hear the feedback that people are giving and look again for a suitable non-residential site which doesn't put Southwark children at risk. And I encourage everyone affected to submit their views to the consultation. This amendment commits the cabinet to responding to the consultation too. But I hope that we will see community groups and individuals alike sending
your
their responses.
as well as the ward councillors over the next 2 years.
Thank you.
Please support the amendment.
I have a list of members who wish to speak. Councillor David Hubber.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We were told not so very long ago by Thames Water that the tunnel must be at Kingstairs Gardens. There's no possible chance of it being anywhere else. And yet here we are, a few months later, in the situation where they're telling us exactly the same thing about another site. I hope that they will see sense, as they saw sense about Kingstairs Gardens. I listened to a piece on the radio yesterday, recalling the history of the first tunnel under the Thames, constructed from Bullhide to the other side of the river, by an intrepid and imaginative engineer called Brunel. He was told at the time, oh, it was impossible, it would cost too much, it would be a disaster, the whole thing would be a complete failure, and yet here we are, over 100 years later, and it's still operating very successfully and without causing any major problems in the area at all. It seems extraordinary to me that the modern engineers employed by Thames Water cannot exercise the same sort of foresight and imagination and be reasonable and look at possible other methods of dealing with this, because I, for one, and I'm certainly not an expert, but I, for one, cannot believe that there is only one way of dealing with this problem. And if Thames Water have any sense at all and any sense of their responsibility, the community at large, then they will look at this as the same way as they looked at Kingstairs Gardens and decide not to proceed. A couple of years ago, when I was on the planning committee, we considered a very exciting and imaginative scheme for redevelopment on Chambers Wharf, which was then the only remaining major site for redevelopment on the riverside in Southwark. It was a very exciting project. Everybody was very keen to see. And unfortunately, it means now that that's at least on hold for many years to come, if it will ever take place at all. It's a lost opportunity, which I think everybody would regret. I'd much sooner see that development there than that damn great hole dug by Thames Water.
Councillor Fiona Connie.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, it's always a great pleasure when we have a debate where we all agree with each other. So it's a great pleasure to agree both on the motion and on the amendment tonight. I'm not going to repeat things that everyone else has said, but I would like to comment that, like many others, I've gained an extraordinary and unexpected knowledge of tunnelling over the last year. One of the things I've particularly come to appreciate is the difference between a drive site and a receiving site. And for those who haven't gained this knowledge, that is the question of whether Thames Water will tunnel from a site or to a site. If they're coming to the site, then the amount of work is disruptive but fairly limited, because you're just basically waiting for the drill to arrive and be pulled out. If you are a drive site, as is suggested for Chambers Wharf, then you will have constant tunnelling going from the site and all of the spoil from the tunnel coming out in your neighbourhood. One of the most shocking things I heard very recently from our officers is that whilst Thames Water are saying that they will take away 70% of that spoil by river, they have in fact given no guarantees that that will happen, and that will in fact be up to their contractors in when they are duly appointed. So we could in fact have lorry load after lorry load of spoil be it travelling through Bermondsey, past the schools, and along our already congested roads at all time of the day and the night. It's a shocking suggestion, and I join with everyone in opposing it. I'd like to thank the campaigners, as everyone else has, both those working with Save Our Riverside at Chambers Wharf, people who fought to save Alfordsalter Playground, and of course Kingstairs Gardens. But I would also like to thank our officers, actually, particularly our planning policy officers and our planning lawyers, who've done such tremendous work to convert our sort of instinctive opposition to these proposals into really coherent, strong arguments for the responses that we'll be making. So thank you to everyone, and thank you to our officers. I'm sure Simon will pass that on.
Councillor Jeff Hook.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. You'll be aware of the vigorous community-led campaign to save Kingsdale's gardens from being destroyed by Thames Water, super sewer, using the gardens as an access point to construction and forever after. I'm pleased to say the campaign appears to have been successful. This success was mainly based on the fact that it was a greenfield site, but also similarly to Chambers Wharf, close to homes, educational facilities, the Thames Path and playgrounds. Although Chambers Wharf is a brownfield site, all other reasons for rejecting the works at Kingsdale's Garden stand for Chambers Wharf. The Kingsdale's Garden campaign enjoyed cross-party support and significant intervention by the local MP Simon Hughes. This motion similarly indicates cross-party support, which we welcome, and our amendment strengthens this by including support for Simon Hughes' call for a debate on the floor of the House of Commons and support from all Suffolk MPs in resisting the plan. I know that it's cross-party support for the sewer in principle, but as normal or as ever, the devil is in the detail. And Thames Water should look for non-residential sites to achieve their goal. I welcome your support for the amendment. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I didn't intend to speak on this debate tonight, actually, but I was hugely impressed by the deputation, and obviously it's an issue that's concerned a lot of residents and members, colleagues who on both sides of the chamber who've been very involved over the past few months campaigning against this crazy idea that it's an appropriate spot, either Kingsdale's Gardens or now Chambers Wharf. It occurs to me, in reflecting the kind of unusual consensus in the chamber, and for people who aren't regular attendees, it is quite unusual. It's also really interesting, actually, to be part of a meeting where we decide something of real importance and have a united front. I think we should be presenting the united front not only to ministers. I think we should, now we've agreed the amended motion, and there's absolutely, I see no dissent anywhere in the chamber. We should be pushing really hard with ministers. We should also lobby the Chinese embassy. The Chinese Sovereign Wealth Fund, CIC, some of you may have heard, have just bought a 9% stake in Thames Water. Whatever one may or may not think of the Chinese government, they certainly have a very robust attitude, actually, to solving environmental problems back in China. They also have some of the world's best engineers and most innovative thinkers, and they don't enjoy, I think it's fair to say, the embassy doesn't enjoy unwelcome media attention. So I think we should be forwarding, actually, I think seriously, I'll be quite serious about this, I think it'd be great if the Leader of the Council would write a letter to the Chinese commercial unit on the back of the decision tonight and point out how much we welcome their involvement in Thames Water, but there are one or two issues that concern this borough and its people, and we would welcome their constructive thoughts on how to move forward.
What a wonderful idea, Councillor Wayne. as a certain local MP likened this administration to a centralised socialist state, only yesterday it would seem appropriate that we write, probably in Reading, to our comrades at the Chinese embassy. So we'll do that. Yeah. From People's Work and Number One, Peter John. So dear leader, well, you know, if people want to call me that. No, seriously, can I just mention two things? The Selborne Commission report, which I didn't mention in my original speech, which I think was a really important piece of work which we co-sponsored, which was referred to during the course of the deputation's representations to us. And that was a piece of work sponsored with five local authorities, Riverside authorities, Lord Selborne, looking at realistic alternatives to the current Thames Water proposals, came down very clearly in favour of the fact that there could be a too short a tunnel solution to the problem that Thames Water is seeking to solve in this particular instance. And also calling for really the Government Act to centralise responsibility for wastewater and sewage and all water issues under one body, whether that's under the Mayor or the GLA or however, because at the moment we've got three or four different departments having responsibility, and that's not good enough. and also the fact that we can do more, and we do need to do more, and I recognise that, as a local authority, but with all other local authorities in London, to do something about our planning guidance so that we don't make the problem worse by the buildings that we build in future, but actually have some green solutions and some water-friendly solutions built into the buildings that we build. So there's some really good ideas in Lord Selborne's report, and I think it's very disappointing, actually, that Thames Water appeared to dismiss it, really, without giving it too much further thought. So I do think that they do need to do that. As Councillor Colley's indicated, we'll be supporting the amendment. I will be voting to welcome Simon Hughes' call for debate on the floor of the House of Commons. I would prefer to be welcoming Simon Hughes' unambiguous opposition to Chambers Wharf. I don't want to add a salivating to this, but it is a fact that it took a long time to come out in favour of the Save Kingstairs Gardens campaign, and at the moment he still hasn't reached a judgment on whether he's going to support the Save Your Riverside campaign. And I think as a local MP, he should be leading this campaign, not sitting back and waiting to walk away from winning his vote. So I do call upon my Liberal Democrat colleagues over there to use all your influence on him. I know he's an incredibly brilliant man, and his judgment must take months to, percolate to a conclusion. But he should be reaching that judgment very quickly and standing up for his constituents in this case, and particularly those at Riverside Ward who are affected by it. So I wish we could be going further with this amendment, but we will be supporting it as it is.
Thank you. I shall now move to the vote on Amendment G. Those in favour? Anyone of those against? No. That's carried. I shall now move to the vote on the substantive. Those in favour? Any against?